From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we'll play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voanews.id.
The news, first the headlines. President Joko Widodo ends U.S. visit and proceeds to United Arab Emirates to offer condolences. Asian and China bolsters collaboration to prevent zoonotic disease. I'm Nuka Kusmawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news. President Joko Widodo and First Lady Iriana Widodo left for home on Saturday local time after a five-day working visit to the United States since May 10, 2022. The president made a stopover at Abu Dhabi International Airport, United Arab Emirates, on Sunday afternoon, local time, to express his condolences to the United Arab Emirates government and people, as well as the family of the late His Excellency Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan. During his five-day visit in the U.S., he attended a series of meetings of Asian-U.S. Special Summit. Asian health ministers strengthen cooperation with China in preventing animal-to-human or zoonotic infectious disease through the implementation of One Health Scheme. This was stated by Indonesian Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin while chairing the 8th Asian-China Health Ministers Meeting ACHMM in Nusa Dua Bali Province on Sunday. He also remarked that Indonesia is committed to promoting the One Health Scheme through Asian-China Health Cooperation. One Health is a collaborative scheme among the countries to optimally promote healthy humans, animals, and the environment. Minister of Health Budi Gunadi Sadikin has pushed for an investment agreement with the United States in the development of health system service at the Asian regional primary level. When opening the Asian-U.S. special meeting on Sunday, Minister Sadikin, who is also the Chief Minister of Health throughout Asia, said that he also encouraged the U.S. government's support for the development of vaccine production, therapy, and diagnostic tools in the Asian region by increasing technology transfer and research and development capacity, especially from high-income countries to low- and middle-income countries. Let's move on to the international news. China's economic activity cooled sharply in April as widening COVID-19 lockdowns took a heavy toll on consumption, industrial productions, and employment, adding to fears the economy could shrink in the second quarter. Full of partial lockdowns were imposed in dozens of cities in March and April, including a protracted shutdown in commercial center Shanghai, keeping workers and shoppers convened to their homes and severely disrupting supply chains. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison on Monday defended his election pitch to allow first-time buyers to use part of their retirement savings to buy homes in a bid to lure younger voters as the campaign entered its final week. Morrison, trailing in polls ahead of the national election on Saturday, put housing at the forefront of his election campaign amid criticism that the decision will further drive up prices, forcing more people out of the market. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said he wanted to resolve a standoff with the European Union over Northern Ireland post-Brexit trade rules, but he kept open the options of unilateral actions that the European Union says could start a trade war. Johnson was due to travel to Belfast on Monday to urge local political leaders to form a new power-sharing government, a key institution under 1998 Good Friday Peace Agreement. The Philippines' targets of 7% to 9% gross domestic products GDP growth this year is double, despite external risk, its economic planning minister said on Monday. Economic Planning Secretary Carl Kendrick Chua told ANC News Channel days after reporting a better-than-expected 8.3% GDP growth in the first quarter that the bulk of the growth is going to come from domestic demand. Listener, now let's move on to Diplomatic Corner. On Irish Ambassador Patrick Francis meets Sultan Hamengkubuwono X to strengthen relations with Yogyakarta. Irish Ambassador Extraordinary and Plenipotentiaries of the Republic of Ireland to Indonesia, Patrick Francis, met Governor of Yogyakarta Sultan Hamengkubuwono X at Gedong Willis Kapatihan Complex in Yogyakarta last Friday. Ambassador Francis, after meeting with Sultan, said that as ambassador he is tasked with improving relations between Indonesia and Ireland, including Yogyakarta. According to Ambassador Francis, although the location of Indonesia and Ireland are far apart, both countries have quite a lot of aspects in common. In addition to meeting the Sultan, Ambassador Francis gave a public lecture on Irish history and culture for students in Yogyakarta. He hopes that the Indonesian people, especially the people of Yogyakarta, know more about Ireland. Head of the Licensing and Investment Office of the Special Region of Yogyakarta, Agus Priyono, said that the arrival of the Irish ambassador was aimed at strengthening the relation between Ireland and Indonesia in the fields of culture, education, and tourism. He also said that during the meeting, Ambassador Francis had revealed that the number of Indonesians studying in Ireland is still small, even fewer than 100 people. Thereby, Sultan Hamengkubuwono X suggested that apart from Yogyakarta, the Irish government would hold an educational exhibition in Yogyakarta. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Oh,
start today in history with an event on May 16, 1945 about Youth Congress throughout Java. Before the investigating committee for preparatory work for independence was established in Bandung, West Java on May 16, 1945, Youth Congress throughout Java was held and it was initiated by the Indonesian young generation. The Congress, which was attended by more than 100 youths and students throughout Java, called for the youths in Java to unite and to prepare themselves in a bid to implement proclamation of the independence, which was not a gift from Japan. The Congress resulted in two resolutions, namely, all Indonesian groups, especially youth groups, to be united and rounded under one national leader, and the implementation of the Statement of Indonesian Independence was accelerated. Let's move on to the event on May 16, 1975, when India annexed Sikkim. On May 16, 1975, India annexed Sikkim, after the mountainous country held a referendum on which the majority voted for Sikkim to integrate with India. Sikkim is located in the Himalayas. Its territory shares borders with Nepal, Tibet, and Bhutan. Sikkim becomes a state of India's second smallest after Goa. We end today in history with the event on May 16, 1975, when Junko Tabei, the first woman, was to reach the peak of Everest. On May 16, 1975, Junko Tabei, a Japanese mountaineer, became the first woman to reach the highest peak of Everest in the world. She climbed the southeastern route. The summit of Everest is part of the Himalayan mountain range, which lies on the borders of Nepal and China at the height of about 8,850 meters.
To the thought of we in an audience, 3 footer cause of you, I was lost in the sauce, thick-headed, now I'm regretting all that.
Don't
I lost, admit it, I get it, hey. Say no more, say less, I'll get dressed and I'll hit the dough, but I doubt that's really what you asking for, so stop the games, I came to relax the flow, I'm back to show, I know how to patch that hole, then yell, get a fella who can match your glow, it's me, Freddy B, back with Mo, so admit it, if you with it, then I'm with it, let's
get it.
What you running from,
girl,
baby?
I want you back in my life.
Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is entitled President Joko Widodo invites U.S. businesses to invest in Indonesia. President Joko Widodo last Thursday, May the 12th, together with a number of leaders from ASEAN countries, met with U.S. businessmen in Washington, D.C., USA. In his remarks at the meeting, President Joko Widodo said that Indonesia, as the president of the G20, wanted to ensure that the G20 could work as a catalyst for global economic recovery, especially for the progress of developing countries. All of this requires close partnerships between the government and the business community. So he hopes CEOs of big American companies can build concrete cooperation in the G20 and cooperation with ASEAN, especially with Indonesia. President Joko Widodo said Indonesia's potential strength lies in the supply of industrial raw materials, supply of green energy, and the digital economy. As one of the largest nickel ore producing countries in the world, Indonesia is growing rapidly in the iron and steel industry. Currently, Indonesia is an iron producing country, the second largest stainless steel in the world. Besides that, Indonesia is also rich in mines such as copper and bauxite for aluminium, which will become the backbone of the new and renewable energy industry, including lithium batteries and electric cars. The president also said Indonesia is very rich in green energy potential. Hydro, solar, and geothermal power plants are very abundant. President Joko Widodo added, Indonesia is also serious about developing a digital economy that is fair and beneficial for all. Currently, Indonesia has over 2,300 startups, the fifth largest in the world. He really expects the contribution of American businessmen in developing digital infrastructure, facilitating digital capacity building, and supporting Indonesia to enter the global value chain through digitalization. The meeting was attended by U.S. Trade Minister Gina Raimondo, U.S. ASEAN Business Council Ted Osius, Special Envoy for Climate Change John Kerry, and a number of U.S. company leaders. Meanwhile, President Joko Widodo was accompanied by Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi and Indonesian Ambassador to the U.S. Rosan Roslani. Well, that was My Indonesia Today on President Joko Widodo invites U.S. businesses to invest in Indonesia.
Indonesia will soon have a new capital city, Nusantara, Indonesia. It's located in the heart of Kalimantan, the center of the archipelago, from Sabang to Merauke, from Miangas to Rote. New smart metropolis is the concept. The new capital city, Nusantara, a global city for all.
Love. victory gamma, let's go. Leave all the drama, it's time to act grown. Win the zone, ah, take you places that you've never known. We just wanna slay, ay, we shine like diamond as a toothpaste. Champions don't give up, they get up, you get up,
dress
up.
Office, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hello, VOI listener. Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today, we take you to Pariaman, West Sumatra. When visiting Pariaman, West Sumatra, there is a marine tourism that is a favorite place for tourists, namely Katapiang Beach. This beach is about 5 km from Minangkabau Airport, precisely in Pariaman Regency, West Sumatra. Transportation access is also very easy for us, and we can ride a motorbike or car. Arriving at the beach, you will be amazed to see its natural beauty. The blue sea water makes anyone impatient to immediately throw themselves into the beach to play. This beach, which is also surrounded by lush trees, makes you comfortable on this beach all day because it has cool air. Around Katapiang Beach, there are several interesting spots to take pictures. One of them is used pipes that are stacked together. The shape looks very aesthetic. Many visitors make this location a photo spot. In addition on this beach, there is also a unique tree. Previously, when a visitor was traveling to Katapiang Beach and found a dry tree on the beach that stood alone, this tree was later given the name Jomblo Tree. Jomblo means not having a partner. The tree is also a unique photo spot on this beach. Katapiang Beach is very often visited on weekends. The entrance ticket is 10,000 rupiah and is open every 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Around the beach, there are also stalls owned by local residents selling typical beverages and foods. So, you don't have to worry if you don't bring lunch from home. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu. Maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo choku yo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Love, I got plenty.
Here we go, baby.
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about using transportation, so stay tuned. We are going to present you a conversation entitled Berapa Biaya Taksi? Berapa Biaya Taksi? Which means, how much is the taxi fare? This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and a taxi counter officer. Let's listen to the conversation.
Berapa biaya taksi dari sini ke Hotel Tamrin?
200 ribu rupiah.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Berapa, berapa, which means how much. Biaya taksi, which means taxi fare. Dari sini, which means from here. Ke Hotel Tamrin, which means to Tamrin Hotel. Berapa biaya taksi dari sini ke Hotel Tamrin? Berapa biaya taksi dari sini ke Hotel Tamrin? Which means, how much is the taxi fare from here to Tamrin Hotel? 200.000 rupiah. 200.000 rupiah, which means 200.000 rupiah. In the conversation, you hear the question, berapa biaya taksi dari sini ke Hotel Tamrin? Berapa biaya taksi dari sini ke Hotel Tamrin? Which means, how much is the taxi fare from here to Tamrin Hotel? In the expression, there is a question word, berapa, berapa, which means how much. The expression, berapa biaya taksi, which means how much is the taxi fare, is used to ask cost in the amount of money. The question word berapa, berapa, which means how much, can be used in the end of the sentence as well. Let's listen to the other examples of asking fare. Berapa biaya taksi dari sini ke Hotel Tamrin? Berapa biaya taksi dari sini ke Hotel Tamrin? Which means, how much is the taxi fare from here to Tamrin Hotel? 200.000 rupiah. 200.000 rupiah, which means 200.000 rupiah. Example number 2. Biaya taksi dari sini ke Hotel Tamrin berapa? Biaya taksi dari sini ke Hotel Tamrin berapa? Which means, how much is the taxi fare from here to Tamrin? 200.000 rupiah. 200.000 rupiah, which means 200.000 rupiah. Rupiah is an Indonesian currency. Rupiah is abbreviated to RP as the symbol of currency. In writing, the symbol of RP is placed before the money amount. In speaking, the symbol of RP is pronounced as rupiah after the money amount. For example, 1.000 rupiah, 1.000 rupiah, which means 100.000 rupiah.
Well, listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Berapa biaya taksi dari sini ke Hotel Tamrin?
200 ribu rupiah.
That was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wa chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Gonna see my baby for another.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello VOI listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Sapu Lidi by Rafika Duri. The keroncong song Sapu Lidi composed by Sukamto has charisma with powerful lyrics and it's very meaningful. The moral message of this song is to keep fighting and never give up. That is the work of keroncong music, which has a very broad meaning. The music is full of history and one of the beautiful arts and culture of Indonesia, even though it's with a very simple theme or title. The stick broom, which literally means sapu lidi in Indonesian, is a household utensil, but in the hands of artists, it becomes full of meaning because it's not just talking about a broomstick. Well, listener, here is Rafika Duri with the keroncong song Sapu Lidi. Enjoy!
Kita kini From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Indonesia.
Saya mencintai Ainun, tapi Allah yang menciptakan kita semua lebih cinta Ainun. Saya tidak pernah merasakan ditinggalin Ainun, karena beliau selalu berada dalam hati saya.
awan pun mengabu. Kepergianmu menyisakan duka dalam hidupku. Ku meminta rindu, menyesali waktu. Mengapa dahulu tak kuucapkan aku mencintaimu sejuta kali sehari, walau masih bisa senyum. Namun tak selepas dulu, kini aku kesepian. Kamu dan segala kenangan menyatu dalam waktu yang berjalan, dan aku kini sendirian menatap dirimu hanya bayangan. Tak ada yang lebih pedih daripada kehilangan dirimu. Cintaku tak mungkin beralih sampai mati hanya cinta padamu.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.vionews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to voi@vionews.id. I'm Putri Safitri Ardela. See you on the next English program.